presented by Hills Bank, with 19 locations throughout the corridor. Now, let's head courtside and alongside former coach and Iowa Hawkeye, Ryan Lersman. Here's KGYM Sports Director, Scott Unash.
And we welcome you in to Mississippi Valley Conference Boys Basketball tonight here on KGYM as we get ready for an intra-city Valley Division battle tonight, as it'll be the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids Jefferson hosting the Linmar Lions. Scott Unash alongside Ryan Lersman here on this Tuesday evening is a good crowd assembling, and should be a good ball game between two teams that are really in need of a victory tonight.
Yeah, they're both searching a little bit. I think they played well in stretches in their games, and quite frankly, they played pretty tough schedules out of the gate, some of the teams that they've gone up against.
You talk about a tough schedule. Linmar comes in 2-3 on the season, 0-2 in the conference, while Jefferson is 2-4. They are also 0-2 in conference play. But you take a look, Linmar's losses, the three losses, the combined record of those teams is 16-3. Jefferson's four losses, the combined record is 18-2. So they have lost three games in a row, all the top 10 teams for these two squads.
Yeah, I mean, the MVC is as strong as ever again this year. And I think both teams probably look at this tonight as like a 50-50 game, one that if they bring it and play well, I feel like they ought to have a good chance to win, so it should be a highly competitive matchup tonight, I would think.
High school basketball again tonight presented by Hills Bank. Connection is here. Hillsbank.com, the website. Be sure to check them out. Appreciate everything that they have to offer and see one of their 19 locations throughout the corridor or their locations here in the Cedar Rapids, Marion metro area. High school basketball again brought to you by Hills Bank. And we got Linmar that averages only 46 points per ball game, which is very un-Lion-like, if you will. And you've got a Jefferson team averaging almost 60 points per ball game. Jayhawks are going to want to get up and down the court.
Yeah, I think scoring should be a little bit easier tonight, probably for the Lions because of Jefferson and their pace of play. And talking to Coach Robertson here before the game, I know the Lions are looking for some of their reserves to step up. They haven't gotten a lot of production off the bench, so it'll be something to look out for tonight.
Yeah, John Steffen leading the way for Linmar at 13.6 points per game. Brady Klon right behind at 13.4 points per ball game. And for Chris Robertson, he said it pretty bluntly, we got to shoot it better. I mean,
yeah,
we're not shooting the ball well right now.
Not a typical Linmar team in that regard. So hopefully they're able to right the ship and start to shoot the basketball a little bit better. He thought keys to the game tonight were to make my board work for everything. He said they've been close against some of these better teams in the league. They just haven't been able to make winning plays at the winning time, which means getting loose balls or getting a key rebound or stepping up and hitting a big shot when you know, the time comes to swing the momentum in your favor. And then he mentioned they got to win on the boards. I guess Jefferson in the past, even though they were smaller and quicker most years, has beaten them on the boards.
Yeah, and it's a Jefferson team tonight that's going to be once again without Rajon Shockley. Kind of the human highlight film over the last couple of years. Hopefully they're going to have him back on Friday night, according to first-year coach Chris Fechner. You talked about Ozzie Myborg, and you talk about pure shooters and athletic guards and guys that can get shots off with anybody in this state.
Yeah.
Ozzie Myborg's right up there.
Yeah, he's just a great all-around offensive talent. He's good coming off the screens. He's also equally adept with the ball in his hands. They like to use a lot of high ball screens with him involved in them, and he's able to get downhill and get jump shots or set up teammates for open shots.
Yeah, and Jefferson, of course, Ozzie Myborg, 20.5 points per ball game, 33% three-point range for the Jayhawks. Mason Reed also double figures for Jefferson at 10.8 points per game, and it's a Jayhawk team that they were without Shockley tonight. They went through some sickness. They are going through some injuries. They're not going to have Prosper Kapongo tonight as well. So,
oh, boy.
There were times during the break they only had nine guys for practice.
It's awfully hard to get anything done when you can't go 5-on-5. But I think, you know, Coach is probably looking for the young guys to step up. Braden Kindheart, as a young guy I know that's got a lot of talent. He's done really well on the AAU circuit. Can he step forward and be a double-figure scorer in the absence of Shockley? And then this team, it's going to be a key for both of them both Linmar and both Jefferson, are they going to be able to contend with the Lions' height and win the glass like they have done in the past few meetings?
Yeah, Jefferson pretty much used to being out-heighted, if you will, over the last 3 years.
They have. They've had a great guard play, but have lacked that true post presence. But, you know, when you play up-tempo, sometimes a big guy can slow you down.
Of course, Chris Fechner, his first year at Jefferson, coming from South Dakota. And where they had a shot clock, he's still winning the shot clock in Iowa. Hasn't happened yet, and won't happen for a while, I don't think.
No, I think we're probably a few years away. But, you know, the Wells Fargo Advisor shootout that you'll be covering this weekend, they'll experiment with that and have a shot clock, and Iowa high school basketball fans will get a taste of what that would be like.
We hope we're going to cover
yeah,
it on
exactly.
Saturday
weather pending.
With the snow that is set to come in here. Go ahead and take a look at our starters here tonight for this one in the MVC between Linmar and Jefferson. Linmar 2-3, 0-2 in conference play, and they will go with this group. Dylan Decklever will be at 1-4. He is a 6-1 senior, 8.6 points per ball game for Decklever. Also, at a forward, it'll be number 5, Brady Klon, 6-4 and a senior, 13.4 points a game, a good 3-point shooter, leads the Lions at 40%. From beyond the arc for Klon. Center will be number 3, Will Zorodnik, 6'7 senior. Zorodnik averaging 5 points and 4.5 rebounds per contest. And the guards at the point, it'll be one of the best in the conference. Number 23, John Steffen, 6'2 senior, 13.6 points per ball game for the Lions, also 4.3 rebounds and 2 assists. And number 4, Cam Gunther, 6'1 sophomore, averaging 3.8 points per ball game. The head coach for the Lions is Chris Robertson, assisted by Jordan Prinney, Chad Tompkins, and Scott Nelson. Now for the Jefferson Jayhawks, 2-4 on the year and 0-2 in conference play. They will go with Mason Reed at one guard, number 2. He is a 6'1 senior at 10.8 points a game, a 36% 3-point shooter. Also at a guard, it'll be number 4, Braden Kinehart, 5'6 sophomore at 8.4 points per ball game. Gets to the bucket very well. He's shooting 62% from the field at 5'6, so that's not bad.
He's got some quickness to him, able to get by people.
Yes, he does. Also at a guard, it'll be number 1, Ozzie Myborg, the 5'11 senior at 20.5 points per ball game and a 33% 3-point shooter. Also averages 3 assists per ball game. On the wing, it'll be number 30, Josiah Szabo, 6'1 and a junior. Szabo getting the start for Rajon Shockley. And also up front, it'll be number 15, Kenny Moore, the 6'1 senior. Moore at 4.2 points a game. The head coach for the Jefferson Jayhawks in his first season is Chris Fechner, assisted by Will Norton and Adam Brown. So those are your starters here tonight. Jefferson in the home whites with the gray numbers. And letters with Jefferson across the front with the Columbia blue trim. And Linmar, they got the Kentucky uniforms going.
I was going to say, they got the checkers tonight, looking pretty sharp. Don't see that every night out, do you?
I'm looking for racehorses. And Coach Cal.
I know. We're not in horse country up here.
We are not. Linmar in their new traveling road uniforms, black with the white numbers and letters trimmed in red with the black and white checkerboards all the way down the side. And our officials tonight, Jeff Hartle, Ken Walter, and Mark Heitkamp, as assigned by the Mississippi Valley Conference. Jefferson's going to have to take care of the ball, too, tonight. That's been a problem this year.
Yeah, got to do a better job minimizing turnovers and making sure that they get a good look every time down. And, you know, when you play faster, sometimes you do get a little out of control. And you do turn it over, but they've definitely been a lot higher in that turnover department than they'd like to be.
Lineups being introduced. Good crowd on hand for a Tuesday night, but it's an inner city game, so.
Yeah, anytime these two teams get together, you know, both sides. I know, like, for example, Myborg and John Steffen are really good friends. They play AAU together, so a lot of guys that have played together in the club scene, certainly against each other through the years on their school teams, so it should be a heated battle tonight.
Full slate of games in the MVC tonight. Some good ones. Waterloo West is at Kennedy. That's going to be a dandy. Cedar Falls is at Prairie tonight.
Ooh, yeah, top 10 matchup there.
Waterloo East is in town to take on Wash. Dubuque Senior is at Kennedy tonight, or Xavier tonight, I beg your pardon. Hempstead is at Iowa City West. That's a good one.
Great game.
Wallard is at Liberty, and Western Dubuque is at City High. So those are the other games tonight in the MVC. As we are just about set to honor America with the playing of our national anthem tonight here from Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, as we get ready for the Jayhawks and the Linmar Lions. Throw it to Coach O'Connor on the PA. Jefferson Pep Band with the national anthem here tonight. As we are set to go, should be a good one here tonight. We'll be back with you on Friday night. I know that one's going to be a good one. Central DeWitt and Marion.
Ooh, good WAMAC matchup.
Yeah, big one in the WAMAC.
Central DeWitt has been playing really well early on in the season. They've got one loss.
Yep, both teams with one loss. They beat Beckman last Friday night.
Oh, they beat Beckman. Beckman's got a heck of a player, and Michael Keegan.
Yes, he does.
One of the better players in Class 2A in the state.
Lineups again, Declever, Klon, Zorodnik, Stefan, and Gunther for Linmar. And for the Jayhawks of Jefferson, Reed, Zabo, Moore, Myborg, and Kindheart. As we are just about set to get this one underway, Will Zorodnik at 6'7", going to tip it up. And he will go against Braden Kindheart.
The little man jumping it.
And Linmar wins the tap.
Awfully tough to contend with Zorodnik's length there.
Underway. Lions going to the bucket to our right. And Jefferson going to come out in
come out
zone.
Zone.
Coach Fechner likes to play a lot of zone.
Well, probably a good idea maybe against the Lions. Because they haven't shot it well this year?
Nope, that three won't go, but Linmar got the offensive board. Stefan takes it out, turns, fires, that three no good. Third effort, high off the glass, won't go that time by Gunther, and it comes out to Myborg. Going coast to coast, a little floater off the glass, won't go.
Here we go, we're getting up and down.
Yeah, we saw Jefferson have the ball for what, 6 seconds? Klon. As Jefferson will back into the zone. Over to Stefan in the corner. Turns for three, and that one goes in.
Boy, he's got a nice-looking stroke when he's able to get his feet set. He hasn't been able to do that a lot this year since defenses are keying on him, making it tough on him. Great-looking shot there, though.
3-0 lead. Mason Reed out top. Linmar going to play man-to-man. If they're not, then very odd.
Traditionally a man-to-man gap defensive team. They don't look to pressure the passing lanes. Like to control dribble penetration.
Kindheart drives in, off balance, threw it up wildly, and got the rebound out to Reed. Left wing three won't go. And Linmar coming the other way. Gunther, lead pass, Stefan, goes cross court, and we're going to have a walk before the three-point try by Klon.
Just shuffled him, didn't quite have his feet set as he received the pass.
Didn't have the puppy set.
Yeah.
As Raft would say.
Shuffled him.
3-0 lead here for Linmar. Jefferson will bring it up. We're 90 seconds into the ball game. Myborg's going to be picked up by Stefan, so the two friends are going to go at it. Now we've got an offensive foul whistled against the Jayhawks.
It's like Jefferson was going into a side ball screen continuity there. And that first ball screen, the screener wasn't set. He was moving.
Josiah Zabo picks up the foul, his first, and the first turnover against Jeff. As Stefan brings it up, drive, kicks it out to Klon, outside the arc. They play catch with it. Now Stefan will try the three. It's no good, and it's deflected into the band, and it's out of bounds to Jefferson.
Good hustle by both players there. Long shots mean long rebounds, and Lions weren't able to chase that one down. Good job by Jefferson checking out.
Both teams about 7.5 offensive boards a game, so that's pretty much an even duel right there. Kindheart turns the corner, driving a kick out to Moore, puts it on the floor, takes it inside, double pump, spinner, good.
Moore's got a body on him. Took the contact and was able to finish through it. Beautiful finish at the rim.
Play tight end on the football team.
He looks like it.
3-2 in favor of Linmar. They bounce across court, stepping between the legs with it. Kicks it over to the left wing. Decklever three is short. Rebound comes out to Jefferson. Moore.
On the run again.
To Myborg. He'll hook the pass into the corner, and a quick three is short. And a weak side board to Decklever. His upcourt pass is tipped. It's loose at the center line and picked up by Jefferson. As Linmar will turn it over for the second time. Here's a three by Szabo in and out. No good.
Yeah, looked good. Just couldn't get it to drop.
3-2 lead. Decklever on the other end, and he got fouled going baseline.
Good push ahead by Stefan on the pass, and Decklever knew what to do with it. Drove in hard and drew the contact.
Mason Reed on the foul, and they're going to call it a shooting foul. So Dylan Decklever to the free throw line. 75% individually. And rattles the first one good.
Yeah, he's got a good-looking stroke. Obviously, he struggled a little bit from three-point range at 25% right now on the year. You know that's going to come around and creep up here as we get into the latter part of the year.
One out of two from the line. Zoradnik tried to keep it alive, and he did.
Nice save.
4-2, Lions out in front. Decklever, right back it comes to the sophomore Cam Gunther. As Jeff will
stay in that zone.
They're not going to get out of it too many times. On the drive in the lane. Turn around. Floater won't go. Rebound tipped around. Picked up by Klein. Back up. That's no good. They fight for the rebound, and Reed has it for Jefferson.
See if Ozzie can get a shot up here.
He's going to try to. Double pump runner. No, but he drew the foul.
Beautiful move. Shifty. He hesitated. Did the low crossover in front to the right. Split the defenders and got up in the air and drew the contact.
And he'll go to the line. Gets to the line an awful lot.
Yeah, which is a great thing. And see that ball go through the hoop from the free throw line. A lot of times it can help you get your offense jump started with your jump shooting.
He struggled a little from the line. Jefferson, not a good free throw shooting team at 56%. But two here.
There we go. Hopefully they can reverse that trend tonight.
And we're going to get a 30-second timeout taken here by Chris Fechner. As we are tied at four here with 4:28 to play in the first quarter.
Entertaining game so far. Like you said, Scott, they're both teams are willing to run, which makes for a fun style of ball to watch.
The one thing I'm sure Chris Robertson has told Linmar, hey, Jefferson's going to run. Might not want to run with them. Don't get caught up into that sort of game.
Yeah. Yeah, to
but
your point.
But it's easier said than done.
Jefferson, or it is, and Linmar does have more depth, so they could, in theory, you know, try to tire Jefferson out by just playing at their pace, but I don't think that they want to get into a track meet necessarily. I would agree with you.
It's going to be Linmar ball. Both teams with their starting five still in there. Stefan on the stop and go move against the zone. Gunther to Zoradnik in the corner. Szabo all over him.
Linmar with the set there to try to counteract the zone out of the timeout.
Stefan to the baseline. Pass inside. Tipped away by Reed. Stolen.
Got numbers here. Three on two.
Myborg pull up three. No. That patented flying three-pointer.
Yeah.
Here's Linmar. Stefan jump stop in the lane. Turns, fires, can't get the roll. Tipped by Decklever, but it comes down to Jefferson. Here comes Kindheart. Kindheart through traffic. He lost it.
A little out of control.
And it'll be Jeff Balls that went out of bounds.
Got awfully lucky there. Kindheart saw a gap and tried to push it out in front, and it got away from him. Lions sticking with their man-to-man gap defense here.
Inbound, Kenny Moore. Spins in the corner. Now he'll circle left with it outside the arc. Looking for some help. Drops it inside to Szabo. They double him. Back to Kindheart. Three-pointer. Back heel, no.
Lit on both ends of the the court right now.
Yeah, neither team shooting the ball really well. Declever over into the corner. Gunther fumbled it for a moment. They lob it inside off the hands of Zaradnik and picked up by Mason Reed. His pass up court is tipped. And trying to save it from going out of bounds was Declever.
Little sloppy right now. I think both teams need to throttle back a little bit and get under control.
Mirandas Hodges will come in. 5'11 sophomore for the Jayhawks.
Another one of the young guys. The Jayhawks need to step up.
They got a lot of youngsters. Myborg took it inside, got doubled. And we got a foul.
Picked up a cheap one there. That wasn't a smart foul by Ozzie.
Going to be his first third team foul on Jefferson. As Lindmar is going to go to the bench, Andrew Knipper, the sophomore, will make his first appearance. And Pearson Martin also will come in, 5'10 junior, one of the Martin twins.
Yes, Coach Brian Martin of Coe College. He's got a couple boys on the Lindmar Lions.
Saw him coming into the arena earlier tonight. No American Rivers Conference game tonight.
He's got the night off, so he can watch his son.
Deep three, good. Far side wing put up by Brady Klein.
He's looked great so far in the early part of the season. The senior really stepping up for the Lions.
7-4, nice move by Kinehart on the baseline for the reverse.
I need to see more of that out of Kinehart. Like I said, it'd be nice if he could step up and be that second scorer.
And a steal at the half court line, and they got Stefan on the foul trying to get it back. That's already five turnovers on Lindmar.
Wow, that's uncharacteristic of a Lindmar team. The sophomore Hodges has really quick hands. He just swiped it real aggressively away from Stefan.
Also into the ball game.
1-4 high set dribble over into a side ball screen.
Oh, they're going to get an illegal screen on Jefferson. Second one of the night.
Yeah, they're not getting set on those ball screens.
I think they got Harms.
Habamana?
Oh, that's Habamana. Theo Habamana. Yes, not Connor Harms. That was number 10. So Theo will pick up the foul. We'll just call him Theo.
Theo sounds a lot better.
Inside, nice post-up move by Knipper and got a little right-hand spinner to go.
Yeah, a little drop step to the middle of the lane. Finished over his right shoulder. Beautiful. Beautiful move.
9-6, Lindmar with the lead. Kinehart puts it on the floor to Habamana. Myborg, little shake-and-bake move. Couldn't get loose from Stefan. Now comes off the screen, a drive and a kick out top. Three good from the top of the circle by Kinehart.
That's huge for the sophomore as he claps his hands going back down the court.
And Hodges a foul going for the steal in the backcourt.
Lion guards are going to have to be careful with that ball. He's definitely like a piranha out there and in the water. Just real aggressively nipping at the ball.
Zaradnik will come out of the Lion lineup. Luke Passmore will come in. Some more height, 6'4 junior.
Yeah, his brother Hayden was a really nice player for the Lions over the years.
Saw a lot of him on film mm-hmm. and in person. Martin up top to Stefan. So you got 2 point guards in there right now for Lindmar. Off the dribble, pull up 17-footer good for Stefan.
Got a little screen against the top of that zone. John knew what to do with it. Dribbled right and had a really nice 15-foot pull-up jumper.
Well, with Martin in there, as there's a travel on Jefferson, that'll Stefan could go to the off guard and get a little bit more opportunity maybe to come off screens.
Exactly, come off some screens. He doesn't have the pressure, and the defense just loaded up against him right away with him having the ball. Martin's doing a nice job here as a control point guard.
11-9, nice pass inside. Shot blocked, though. As Knipper took it up down the lane, and then it went off Knipper's body out of bounds.
Moore got up there. He's an impressive athlete, Scott. I bet he was quite a guy on the gridiron as well.
Yes, he was.
Double high ball screen for Myborg.
Myborg coming off it with a stutter dribble, drives in, a jump stop, trying to get the shot off, and traveled with it. Well, so far, I think Chris Robertson's got to be really happy with the defense on Myborg.
Yeah, they're making it hard on him, and that's what you want to do with a great scorer like that, especially when one team relies on one guy so much. You want to make them work on both ends, and the Lions are doing that early.
6'3 sophomore Caden Haller into the ball game for the Jayhawks.
And the youth movement continues, not necessarily by choice.
No. And Myborg is going to get a breather. 11-9, 55 seconds to play, first quarter. Stefan was open. Started a drive cut off there by the help defense in the zone. To the baseline. Pass more, gives it back out to Klon. Down to 40 seconds. Stephen with the left-hand dribble. Gives it up. Baseline drive. Step back. Fall away. Jumper. Man. Good.
Klon continues to play extremely well on the offensive end. Beautiful pull-up jumper going to the left on the baseline.
13-9. Four for Brady Klon. As the ball tipped out of bounds as Hodges lost it. This time Martin slapped it away from him.
Yeah, Martin's a really quick defender as well.
Stays with the Jayhawks. See if they go for one here with 20 seconds.
Double high ball screen again.
Ooh, Hodges, man, on the drive down the lane. His shot rejected. Knipper on the help defense.
Man, Knipper came over fast.
Nice feed up ahead to Martin. Made the catch along the baseline. Kept it alive. Down to 5 seconds. Now the ball loose on the floor. Haller had it for a moment. Now there's a scrum, and we're going to have a jump.
Jefferson ball on the alternate possession.
You almost wish you don't have the ball, though, with 2.1 to go.
Right.
So that'll be a Lindmar turnover. Jefferson with 2 seconds to get it in, and they will not get the shot off, and we are at the end of the first quarter. After one, Lindmar 13, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 9. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-375-7751. That's 1-800-375-7751.
Here's a life hack you won't find in any podcast. The fuel you put in your engine matters. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, be sure to subscribe to Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Fresh 8 minutes on the board as we are back with you here at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. As it's 13-9 in favor of Lindmar as we start the second quarter. Lions with the basketball. Martin on the dribble drive. Goes up with the left hand. Might have got it partially blocked, but Lindmar got the board.
Yeah, he stuck with it and got his own rebound off the block.
Over to Klon, left wing three. That one's short and over the back on the rebound for Luke Passmore. I tell you, Lindmar is really winning the rebounding battle right now.
They are. They're taking advantage of it. It was a point of emphasis coming into the game with Coach Robertson, and the guys have responded so far.
Myborg back in to start the second quarter. He just had those two free throws, and that was in the first quarter.
Ran a nice flare screen there for Ozzy, but Lindmar did a good job defending it.
Into the ball game, Andreas Williams for Jefferson. Myborg, step back three, up,
man,
good.
That's tough to guard. Did a heck of a job off the bounce, went behind the back, came out of the behind the back dribble and pulled up for three.
13-12, Lindmar by a point. Stephan in there along with Klon, Knipper, Passmore, and Pearson Martin. Driving a kick to the corner. Back it comes. Up top, Martin's going to try a deep three. In and out,
in
no
and
good.
Look good.
Rebounded by Myborg. Long up court pass. Martin trying for the save and dives into the bench.
Great hustle there by Martin. Almost came up with the steal.
Good job by the teammates to save him, too.
Yeah.
Jefferson. Andreas Williams into the lineup. 6-foot sophomore. He's instant offense.
Yeah, he has been.
Averaging about 6 points a game. Haller in there as well. Goes crossover and got held on the drive. That's going to be the fourth team foul on Lindmar, as that one will go against Knipper.
Just a little slow moving the puppies again, Scott.
That's right. Now, Stephen's going to get his first breather as Camp Gunther back in for the Lions.
Probably going to have to be Klon doing the scoring now with this lineup. that Lindmar has.
Maibor going one-on-one. No-look pass after Reed up top. Williams puts it on the floor. Goes crossover. His shot blocked on the pull-up. Gunther doesn't have the numbers, and he'll circle it back out. Almost lost it, but got it to Klon. Drive.
Nice pass.
And two underneath for Passmore.
Beautiful play by Klon. Dribbling into the middle of the lane, coming to a jump stop, and finding the open man.
15-12 lead right now for Lindmar. They've led most of the way. Myborg covered up, gives it up to Williams to Reed. Quick three up, in and out. Boy, how many threes have gone in and out for both teams?
These rims have been unkind to both squads.
2 minutes into the second quarter, and the Lions with a lead of three.
Jayhawks continue to stay in that zone, Scott. It doesn't look like they're going to deviate much from it.
Gunther, three-pointer is good right to the circle.
That's a huge sign. I know Gunther's a guy that Coach Robertson and the staff thinks a lot of. If they could get some scoring from him, that would be huge.
38% from three-point land, and Lindmar with their biggest lead, 18-12. Myborg, fall away from the baseline, good on a 12-footer.
Such a crafty score, a little step back, fade away over the top of the taller Lindmar defender.
18-14 again. Jefferson playing without Rajon Shockley tonight for, I believe, the fourth straight game.
That's just tough. They can't afford to not have him. He's one of the better players, not only on their team, but in the league.
And probably can jump better than anybody in this conference.
Oh, yeah, just an explosive athlete.
Klon, far hash mark, skip pass, cross court. Bullet pass down low to Passmore now. Passmore on the block right side, posting up, looking for some help. 4:50 to play here in the second. Lions being patient here. Ball through the hands of Knipper, but he kept it alive.
Yeah, with no shot clock in the high school game here in Iowa, nothing wrong with a long possession.
And we're going to get a Lindmar timeout.
Good timeout by Coach Robertson. Think here with a four-point lead, situational basketball here. If he can draw something up, get a good look, and stretch it to six, that's a pretty big swing right now in this game.
We also had four guys he wanted to get into the game, too.
Yeah, so he realizes this could be an important possession if they want to try to break this thing open a little bit here in the first half.
4:37 to play first half, and Lindmar up 18-14. They've led by as many as six, and don't believe Jefferson's led, tied twice.
Maybe right away. I think they scored the first basket, Kindheart.
That could be, yep.
Yeah. That was it.
That was it. Lindmar coming out of the huddle, and they bring in Decklever now. Gunther, Stefan coming back in, Klon, and Zaradnik.
The original starters.
See if they run off the timeout. Coming off the high ball screen, Gunther gives it up to Decklever. Into the corner now to Stefan. Myborg going to be on him. Jeff's going to go man here. First time.
Good call by...
And a charging foul on Gunther. And who took the charge?
Yeah, go figure.
Myborg.
Great call by Coach Fechner coming out of the timeout to switch up from zone to man. Took the Lions out of the ability to run their play.
Second on Gunther now. Team foul number five. Myborg going one-on-one. Between the legs, step back three. Nothing but net for the right side.
He is starting to feel it. Another beautiful dribble move into a long pull-up jump shot.
10 for Myborg. And it's 18-17. Lindmar by a point. Bounce down to the baseline. Decklever. Bullet pass down low to Zaradnik. High arching turnaround. No. And the rebound to Williams.
Like Zaradnik rushed that a little bit.
Jeff could take the lead. Myborg turns, fires a three, and hit it again.
He is a volume scorer, baby. When he sees that thing go through, look out. He might rattle off six or seven in a row.
That's three threes here in the quarter. Stefan going one-on-one, almost lost it, threw it away, got it back up. No, but he drew the foul.
Heady play there by Stefan. Gave a little shot fake to Ozzie. Our Mason Reed.
Szabo got the foul. And Stefan to the free throw line for Lindmar. Right now only at 62% on the year. This one good.
I would expect that number to creep up as well. As good of a looking shot as he's got.
Szabo will go out with two fouls. And back in is Arondis Hodges.
Going with the speed lineup here.
Both free throws good. Stephen with seven. We're tied at 20. With over the halfway mark eclipsed here in the second quarter. Moore just above the left free throw line, guarded by Zaradnik. Williams in there, hands it off to Myborg. Little stutter dribble, drives in, dishes it underneath to Moore for the easy two.
Beautiful pass there. Rewarded his teammate.
On the other end, Decklever went coast to coast and attacked and got fouled. That'll be the seventh Jayhawk foul. And Kenny Moore will pick up his first.
Yeah, Stephen doing a great job here early, pushing the ball ahead off on the pass. Puts a lot of pressure on the transition defense of the Jayhawks.
Decklever on the free throw line and got the first. High school basketball presented by Hills Bank. Once again tonight, Connection is here. Check them out at hillsbank.com. Haller will come in for Williams. Going for another tie. And it's up and swished through. Three for Decklever off from the charity stripe. We're tied at 22. Myborg, Moore, nice move. Takes it inside, got doubled and lost it.
I think he traveled. Yep. Good idea. He just got a little ahead of himself, got sped up and shuffled the feet.
Turnover number five against Jefferson. Right now it's seven turnovers for Lindmar.
Jayhawks in man-to-man.
Haven't seen that too much this year, Coach Fechner. Nice high-low look inside. Turnaround banker good from Decklever.
Nice flex cut there off the baseline cross screen.
Nobody does that as good as Lindmar.
No, they run some really good man-to-man offensive sets.
Moore in front court gets it to Myborg. Starts a drive on Stephen. Covered up the three. Got it into the lane on the drive. Nice drop-off pass to Moore. Fakes, goes up and scores from the block.
Moore does a nice job in there catching some of these passes because they're coming in pretty fast and furious.
24-24. When Myborg starts to score, then people double
him. Everybody can play off of him. And
ball tipped away, stolen. Moore lost it on a high dribble and picks it back. Back to Kindheart. Deep three. Front iron, no. Haller kept the rebound alive for the Jayhawks.
Great effort by Haller there to tip that ball out.
Myborg, 28-footer, missed it.
Heat check.
Hey, he hasn't. That's the first time he's hit the rim on a three-point try.
I know.
Decklever goes crossover and got bumped on the drive by Hodges.
He'll be going to the line. Good play by Decklever to challenge the defense there a little bit off the dribble.
That's going to be the second foul on Arondis Hodges. He'll come out. Mason Reed back in for the Jayhawks.
Decklever a 75% free throw shooter, so the more that he can get to the line, the better for the Lions.
First one up, good. As it'll be Isaac Anderson coming in for Lindmar. First time he has been in the game tonight. A junior at second one, dances in and out. And Haller with a rebound. 25-24. Here's Myborg. Off the clear out. Going one-on-one. Takes a right free throw line. Fall away. High arching jumper. No. And the rebound. A couple Lions fought for it and lost it to Reed and laid it in.
Fumbled it and Reed did a nice job. Johnny on the spot with the putback.
26-25 Jefferson. Stephen jump stop inside. He
nice
banks
move.
It home.
Boy, reverse pivot. Nice little finish off the glass.
1 minute to play here in the first half. It's been a good half. Bounce inside, and it's tipped away by Zaradnik. Lindmar's got a two-on-one. Lead pass to Stephen for the layup.
Great passing there by the Lions. Anderson got it out quickly to Zaradnik, and he kicked it ahead to Stephen.
11 for John Stephen. 29-26 Lindmar, 40 seconds to play in the half.
It's been a fun battle between Stephen and Myborg here early.
Kindheart to Myborg, coming off the screen. Puts it on the floor, spin move at the free throw line, and driving a kick to Moore.
He thought about it.
That's about all.
Yeah.
Back to Reed. He fakes, gives it up to Haller now with 18 Ooh. Seconds. Got away with a double.
He did.
Inside to Haller, and he banks it in off balance.
Did a nice job there. showing the ball, getting the guy up in the air, and finishing off the glass.
Lions with 5 seconds. We'll go for the last shot. Stephen behind the screen. Deep three.
Oh,
good from 26 feet.
Big momentum shot heading into the break. That was from 30 feet out.
14 and a half for John Stephen, and he extends the lead for the Lions to 4. We're at halftime here from Jefferson. It's Linmar 32, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 28. We'll come back, talk halftime after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to Boys High School Basketball presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Friends, neighbors, family. At Hills Bank, we know the bonds you form with those around you can last a lifetime. That's why we're here to help at every point in your life. From your first house, to signing your kids up for the Penny Savers Club, to planning for retirement and enjoying travel with our Friends Club, Hills Bank is part of your journey every step of the way. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now, pay off some credit card debt, or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Sports Radio. KGYM.
Back with you here at halftime for Jefferson as they honor the Jefferson boys basketball team's youth teams.
The junior Jayhawks.
Yeah. Torrey Myborg out there. You got Coach Koepke out there. Yeah. who's very happy. He got to play golf 5 days in a row.
He's winning if he's doing that.
Yes, he is. See, he's doing better than I am. I didn't get out and play. So doing much better. They're going to get a
Would that have been around at rounds at St. Andrews or what other courses would have been? Or did he go out of the area? We'll have to find out.
We'll have to find out from Coach Koepke.
Hopefully he went somewhere warm.
Yeah, no doubt. But I tell you, a fun first half, 32-28, Linmar with the lead, and a really fun second quarter. Both teams got it going. The two-point guards leading the way.
Yeah, cut down on the turnovers both teams did there in the second quarter. And, you know, the game really dominated by the two lead guards, the two stars we identified at the beginning. They did a great job either scoring it or facilitating it. And get some ancillary guys step up as well.
Halftime scoring looks like this for Linmar. John Stephen leading the way. 14 points, hit that big three at the buzzer. And Stephen with 5 field goals. 2 of those from 3, a couple free throws from 14. Dylan Decklever with 6 points. Most of the damage done from the free throw line. 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. 5 points for Brady Klon, including a 3. Cam Gunther with a 3-pointer and 3, and then Luke Passmore and Andrew Knipper off the bench with 2 apiece. Ozzie Myborg leading the way for Jefferson. We mentioned in the first quarter he only had 2 free throws. Well,
yeah.
He's got more than that now. He had an 11-point quarter, 13 for the half. He had 3 threes, finally missed about a 28-footer.
Yeah.
For his fourth one, but he's got 13. Kenny Moore with 6. on three field goals at halftime. Braden Kindheart with five, and then Caden Haller with two, and Mason Reed also with two for the Jayhawks. The turnovers at halftime, six for Jefferson, seven for Lindmar at the break.
Board play, Scott, from one of the official scores here. Got the Lions with a total of 16 and Jefferson with a total of 11. So as Coach Robertson alluded to, that was an area of emphasis going into the game, and so far they're doing a good job there.
Sounds about right, too.
Yeah.
And I might have even thought it might be even be worse than that for Lindmar. Here's an interesting stat. Shooting at halftime, each team has 7 2-point goals and 4 3-point goals. So the same number of field goals, but Lindmar right now winning it from the free throw line. They're 6 of 8, 75% in the first half, while Jefferson only got there twice.
Yeah, that's a key stat. I know that I remember Coach Bob Knight always wanted to shoot or make more free throws than the opponent attempted. And the Lions so far winning the battle at the charity stripe, getting there more often.
Some college scores to let you know about. Rutgers beats Penn State tonight.
Rutgers has got a good team. They're no joke. A ton of athletes. Ron Harper Jr. is a standout player.
72-61 they beat Penn State tonight. And let's see, about 5 minutes into the second half, UNI leading Indiana State 35-34.
Close one there.
Should we tell Coach Printy that?
Yeah.
Former Indiana State Sycamore.
That's right. I saw a picture on social media of him with Coach Lansing a few weeks back.
Saturday.
It was on Saturday.
At Des Moines.
Yep.
Maryland leads Ohio State 67-55 in the Big Ten as well. That one at Maryland, and that one about 10 seconds left in the game. So Maryland's going to get a win in that particular ball game.
They'll be in Iowa City this Friday. Up next for the Hawks after they play Nebraska tonight.
Yep, Iowa-Nebraska just about set to get underway from Lincoln. So here it's 32-28 at halftime. The lead to the Lindmar Lions over the Jefferson Jayhawks. We'll take a two-minute break. Come back, get you ready for the second half for Jefferson after this as you're listening to High School Basketball presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Are you an aging man who could use a boost in testosterone? Men listening to this station are invited to call now and get a free 30-day supply of Ageless Male Max, the total testosterone-boosting wonder pill. No strings attached, no memberships, and no auto shipments. Just pay shipping and handling. Hurry for this exclusive radio offer. Just call 1-800-467-5270. Men take Ageless Male Max to gain strength and muscle and reduce body fat percentage more than exercise alone. Plus, you get a rapid boost in nitric oxide production, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Ageless Male is the number one brand in male enhancement at Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free offer, you must call now. 1-800-467-5270. Your no-strings-attached free 30-day supply is yours right now. 1-800-467-5270. 1-800-467-5270.
Friends, neighbors, family. At Hills Bank, we know the bonds you form with those around you can last a lifetime. That's why we're here to help at every point in your life. From your first house, to signing your kids up for the Penny Savers Club, to planning for retirement and enjoying travel with our Friends Club, Hills Bank is part of your journey every step of the way. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Katie and Ashley, one quick thing before you go. ESPN asked us to do a quick promo for the podcast.
For our podcast?
Yeah, Sports with Katie Nolan.
The one where we talk about funny things related to sports and it kind of just feels like you're laughing and joking with your friends?
Yeah, that one.
The one that comes out once a week on Monday or Tuesday?
Yeah.
The one that we try to keep real short but ends up usually being about 2 hours long of hilarity?
That's the one.
Where people call and leave voicemails and we answer their questions?
Exactly. So let's try something like that.
Okay, I'm ready.
Sports with Katie Nolan. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you here at Jefferson. Scott Unash and Ryan Lersman with you as the Lions lead it here at the break, 32-28. Other scores right now over at Prairie. It's all Cedar Falls at halftime, 33-21 as they lead the Prairie Hawks. And also at halftime over at Kennedy, 28-26, Cougars lead Waterloo West at halftime.
Not a shocker. Coach McCallum is one of the best basketball minds, game planners in the state. He's got the Cougars ready tonight for the Wahawks.
A lot of people had second thoughts about Kennedy when they lost their top two scorers, but a lot of good athletes.
Yep, a lot of athletes, and it sounds like the chemistry, team chemistry is a lot better, which is critical in high school games.
Yeah, no doubt. 32-28 here as Linmar leads, and we'll see if they can build momentum off that John Steppen three right ahead of half.
Yeah, that was a big shot. See if they could carry that into the second half. On the flip side, the Jayhawks certainly would like to see Myborg get it going again, either scoring it himself or facilitating and creating for others.
No one in serious foul trouble for Linmar. Cam Gunther has two. And for Jefferson, Josiah Sabo and Arondis Hodges with two. Jefferson will come out with Kindheart, Myborg, Kenny Moore, Sabo, and Mason Reed. Jayhawks playing without Rajon Shockley again tonight. And for Linmar, Stefan Gunther, Klon, Zorodnik, and Decklever. So both teams in their starting fives. Sabo puts it on the floor, drove against a double, and got tied up.
Jump ball. Gunther with the quick hands.
And right away, a turnover on Jefferson.
Can't have that. You got to value the ball.
Linmar basketball going to the bucket to our left.
Man to man.
Seen more man tonight from Jefferson than we've been accustomed to. Good pass down low and the easy layup by Zorodnik.
Beautiful play call by the Lions, getting Zorodnik a look on the block.
34-28. This ties the biggest lead of the ball game right now for Linmar. Kindheart on the penetration. He was fouled going in.
Really strong drive going to his right. Jabbed at Gunther, got him off balance, pushed it hard to the right hand, and was able to draw the foul.
And that's three on Gunther now.
Yeah, that's a big foul. He's one of their better role players.
First player with three. Jayhawks inbound to Moore, and he'll give it up to Myborg. As he drives, kicks it over in the corner. They play catch with it. Moore takes it inside, tried to kick it out top and threw it into the backcourt.
Another turnover.
Two possessions, two turnovers.
You can't have that if you're going to get wins in the MVC.
Pearson Martin will come in for Linmar right away for Gunther.
Get Stefan off the ball here with Martin coming in playing point guard.
And that's when Stefan kind of lit it up a little bit.
Yeah, you're right.
Martin, nice backdoor pass, and Decklever with the easy two.
Great cut by Decklever. Took the defense way out.
36-28. Here's Kindheart answering with a three.
That's a great sign for the Jayhawks. If he could start shooting the three well, that'll bode well for their offense.
36-31. As that pulls Jefferson back within five on the baseline. Zorodnik goes cross court. Touch pass to Stefan. Couple jab steps. Now a drive with the right hand.
Floater.
Off balance. Floater won't go.
Awfully tough shot there.
That was good defense by Jefferson.
It was. Kindheart did a great job staying in front of Stefan.
Myborg behind the screen hits the three.
Wow.
He was directing traffic
there. Yeah. A little misdirection. I think he knew all along what he wanted to do with it. Pulling up for that three.
That is now 16 for Ozzie Myborg. 36-34 in favor of Linmar with 6:05 to play here in the third. Decklever with Reed on him. Way out top to Klon. Sabo will pick him up. Now to Decklever. Goes in to Stefan, turns outside the arc right of the circle, uses that ball screen up high, turns, fires the three short.
Jayhawks pushing it aggressively.
They can take the lead with a three, but Myborg takes it inside, double pumper, no, off the glass. Here comes Stefan the other way. Lead pass, Decklever. Little stutter dribble, turns the corner,
beautiful.
High off the glass with the right hand.
Great hesitation move in the middle of the lane, got the defender up and then drove right by him.
He's got 10, averages 8.6. Nice shovel to Sabo. Missed the left-hand layup, though. Wanted a foul, didn't get it.
Yeah, they might have had one there.
38-34, cross-court pass. Klon, three, no, but he got fouled.
Shooting the three.
Mason Reed will pick up the personal.
Klon's like around an 87% free throw shooter, so not a good foul there.
Just closed out way too close.
Yep. You never want to leave your feet.
Free throw no good, though, by the 87% foul shooter. 38-34, Linmar. 5:16 to play in the third. Second of three is good by Klon. One more upcoming. Couple dribbles. Right-hander puts it up and good.
Got it.
We got two out of three.
Not bad.
Thank you. And we're going to get the ball kicked out of bounds.
Yep, Jayhawks try to push it up the sideline on the pass. Ozzy ahead to Kindheart, and Decklever tipped it out of bounds.
So Myborg will put it into play. Looking, gets it to Kindheart.
Fake handoff.
Like that with the two-man game there.
Mm-hmm.
Kindheart coming off the screen, behind the back with the dribble. Lost it,
double
and he doubled. Yeah.
Just bobbled it. It's like he was sure what he didn't know what he wanted to do when he, in my opinion, should have been looking to get to the rim when he made a couple beautiful dribble moves.
40-34 as we're under five to play in the third. Lindmar is led by as many as eight. Jefferson's only led by two.
Oh,
bullet pass.
Beautiful play.
And Zaronik off the high-low.
High ball screen, roll, pop, seal. Klon popped out and hit Zaronik after he had dove and reverse pivoted and sealed for the layup.
42-34, back to that lead of eight. Myborg, stutter dribble. Going to go one-on-one. Couple crossovers. Pull up for three.
Tough shot.
Yeah, he forced that one.
Great D by Stefan.
Here comes Lindmar the other way with Decklever. And Lions can take a double-digit advantage here. They do a little weave. Stefan off the clear out. On the drive
nice
inside.
Nice crossover.
Spins. Puts it up. No from 10. And the rebound to Lindmar, though. And a foul by Myborg.
Zaronik is a load in there. Outstanding football player.
Yep. Second on Ozzie Myborg. Team second. Hamamana and Williams in for Jefferson.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Jayhawks have played as much man-to-man tonight as they have. They look pretty effective in that zone early.
Martin gets it to Klon. Fade away. In and out. And rebounding foul on Pearson Martin. And that'll be the second on the Lions of the half. 42-34 lead right now.
Lions continue to stay in there, straight up man-to-man.
Kindheart comes off the screen. High Archer won't go way short. Reed, though, the rebound. To Hamamana. He goes into the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds by Martin.
It's a big possession here for the Jayhawks. Got to get a good look out of this one.
Yeah, Stefan's done a nice job on Myborg here in the third.
Yeah, he's made it tough on him.
Inbound to Kindheart. Goes between the legs with it. Stutter dribble. Ooh, nice pass into the corner to Myborg. Back to Hamamana. High arching three. Back iron. No. Reed the offensive board. He'll put it up. That's short. Third effort up and good by Williams.
Williams, great effort on the glass. Crashing in hard from the wing.
Andre Williams makes it 42-36. 6-point lead
here
and then a steal.
Run out.
Here's Kindheart. One-on-one with Stefan and he lays it up and in.
Nice 4-0 run here by the Jayhawks to get back into the swing of things here. Only down four.
42-38 as Martin will have it out front. Between the rings coming left with it. To Klon around the screen. He'll drive baseline in all the way. Nobody picked him up.
Beautiful set by Coach Robertson. A double high ball screen. Martin came off left, and then Zaronik screened for Klon and got him some space to drive.
44-38. Here's Ozzie Myborg. Follow away jumper rimmed it in and out.
Another tough look, but almost got it to drop.
Stefan the rebound. To the corner. Decklever, a quick pull for three. Too strong. The weak side board to Myborg. Three on two break. Myborg down the left side of the lane, in all the way, missed it, but he got fouled.
Nice push ahead by Ozzy, and nice to see him get into the lane and draw the foul there.
Klon will pick up his first, team foul number three. And a couple free throws for Myborg, and he misses the first. Too close.
Yeah, that's right. He probably needs somebody to put a hand in his face. So used to being closely guarded.
Knipper will come in for Lindmar. Free throw number two is up and good.
There it is. That looked a lot better.
Was 17. 44-39, 2:28 to play in the third.
Jayhawks stay man-to-man again.
That way the whole half. Williams almost got it away from Zarodnik. Martin guarded by Hodges. Cross-court stolen away by Reed. And then Reed had it poked away, and Martin tried to keep it alive and tightrope that baseline. Couldn't do it.
Reed did a nice job there, jumping the passing lane and baited Martin into that turnover.
It'll be a Jayhawk ball left of the glass looking in front court. Bounce down low to Hamamon, and he lost it, fumbled it out of bounds. Turnover number 10.
Gunther back into the game for Martin.
With three fouls.
The critical portion of the game here. 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
Stephen bringing it up against Habimana, and they got a foul. A little too closely guarding on Theo. That's the first on him, third on Jefferson.
Same play the Lions ran the last time down.
Knipper on the handoff to Stephen. Habimana coming out on him. Gives up to Klon. He'll go baseline in all the way off the glass. Good.
What a determined drive there by Klon. Swept it through aggressively. Drove it hard left baseline, and he had nothing on his mind but attacking that rim, and he's going to the line for an and-one chance.
Third on Hodges. And Reed will check out. Coming back in for Jefferson is Braden Kindheart. As Klon to the line with a chance to get the three-point play, and it dances and falls.
He's had a nice quarter here. Got him for 7 points, I think, in the third quarter.
That's right. 12 in the game. Came in averaging 13.4. Here's a hold.
There's number four.
Yeah, that's four on the sophomore. Zarodnik out. Pass more in, and now Gunther will have to check out for Decklover. Lions have played nine off the inbound. Myborg three won't go. Tip, and it comes out deep to Lindmark. Up court pass, Decklover
nice
driving
pass.
A kick. Stephen takes a baseline in all the
beautiful
way.
Beautiful finish.
And a chance at the three-point play.
Went up. Extended, brought it back down, drew the contact, and beautiful finish off the glass by Stephen.
And Hodges picks up his fourth foul. He got two quick ones on the last 2 3-point opportunities.
Gotta be careful out there. You gotta make better decisions than to pick up two fouls, two really cheap ones.
Chance to add the 3-point play, can't do it. And a rebound to Kindheart. Stays a 10-point Lindmar lead at 49-39. Kindheart going one-on-one. Angles left, leaves it for Myborg. Baseline drive and fouled on the double pumper. And that'll be on Luke Passmore, his second.
Got him up in the air with that shot fake Ozzie did, and nice drive baseline.
Great throw off the front iron, no. He'll have one more.
He'd probably average another 4 or 5 points a game if he capitalized on these free throws. There you go. Got the second one.
18 now for Myborg, and it's 49-40. Minute five to play. Behind the back dribble, Stephen freeing himself. Habimana all over him.
Wow. Jayhawks getting real aggressive, extending it out.
Bullet pass down low is tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Lions. Ozzie Myborg tried to get that. Chris Fechner is asking for a discussion with the officials. It's going to stay Lion ball, though. 56.1. Inbound out deep to Knipper. To Stephen. Studies it. Puts it up for three. Way off. No good.
Good
but the
board.
Putback good.
Decklover did a good job anticipating the miss there and ran it down under the hoop and was able to get it back up and in.
Oh, nice crossover by Myborg. Got doubled, though. Back to Kindheart. Couple jab steps on the drive and all the way. Scoops it up. No.
Hey. Might have been some contact.
Yeah, I was. Play on, though.
One shot here, Coach Robertson calls for.
51-40. Each team looking there for their first conference win. They're both 0-2 coming in.
We talked about it at 2 minutes being a critical time of the game, and the Lions have blown it open a little bit here.
Bounce up top.
Just as I say that.
Haller with the steal. 4 seconds to play. All the way down, and he got fouled. Nice job by the sophomore to take it up strong.
Beautiful play again. Jayhawks are really getting aggressive in the passing lanes here, looking to jump them for steals.
Knipper's second personal. Team foul number 6. And Caden Haller to the line, averaging 3.2 points per game. And the free throw is no good. And only a 38%er.
Ugh. Jayhawks need to find a way to somehow start knocking down some of these free throws.
3 seconds even to play in the third quarter. Second by Haller, way short. Rebound comes down to Linmar, and that will do it for the third quarter.
Ooh.
Would not have counted.
No. Impressive nonetheless. It was right online.
After three, Linmar 51, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 40. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball here on KGYM.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-471-4351.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-471-4351. That's 1-800-471-4351.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYM.
Fourth quarter about to get underway here from Jefferson. Scott Unash along with Ryan Lersman. Back with you on Friday night as we got a great one in the WAMAC. Central DeWitt taking on Marion.
Yeah, that's a big-time game early on in the season.
For the lead in the East in the WAMAC. Here, 11-point lead. Myborg gets the inbounds pass to start the fourth quarter. Circling left with it, goes cross-court. Kindhart, Reed. Pass inside on the block. Moore got double-teamed. Give-and-go back to Reed.
Good give-and-go cut by Reed. Jayhawks needed that one to stop the bleeding a little bit.
51-42. Set the lineups as we get into the fourth. Deck Lever in there. Along with Passmore, Knipper, Stefan. Nice pass inside from Klon.
Really
to Deck
nice
Lever.
Set there. To start the quarter for the Lions.
53-42. Myborg, a little stop and go move. Takes it inside. He got fouled as he went up. And that's the bonus the rest of the way.
Got to capitalize now.
John Stefan second. And Myborg will go to the free throw line. It's up and rimming and good. He'll have one more. Lions won this last year, 58-55. We're going to get a 30-second timeout taken here by Chris Fechner of the Jayhawks. It was 7:17 to play in the game.
See what he draws up here out of the timeout. Could be dialing up some pressure full court, maybe.
I gotta
think. Do they play any full court?
I have not seen it as of yet.
Yeah, neither have I on film.
Only the second time I've seen a Coach Fechner-led team. It came down to Iowa from South Dakota.
Yeah, had a heck of a career up there. I believe he was a state championship coach, wasn't he?
Yep. T area, I believe.
Yep. As a really good player at the University of South Dakota State, or South Dakota State University. Noah Friedel, and of course Xavier's Matt Mims is up there as a teammate of his.
That's right. You know a little bit about Matt.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good relationship with that guy.
And here it comes, some pressure. Jefferson throwing it on, doubling in the backcourt. Lindmar beating it, long, diagonal pass up court to Decklever for the left-hand layup.
Heck of a catch by Decklever and finish.
10 in the half, 16 in the game. And it's 55-44. Myborg, crossover dribble, kicks it out to Reed. High arching three is an air ball. And it's going to go out of bounds. Good look, just could not get it to go.
Yeah, just didn't get enough leg or enough of his legs into the shot.
And see if Lindmar takes a little bit more time off the clock here.
I think they're just going to keep running their stuff. That's a quick shot.
Yeah, but it goes for three. Passmore from the top of the circle.
No hesitation there. Splash from way outside by Plasmore.
And a travel on Jefferson. Turnover number 11. That was the first three for Passmore all year.
That's a great sign. You know, if you can get guys like him to step up and knock down shots once in a while from three, as well as Gunther, take some of the pressure off of Klon and Stefan.
58-44. Right now it's a 9-3 Lion run. Decklever up top to Passmore. Haller on him. Bullet pass down low. Turn around, won't go. Back tap, loose.
Good
picked
hustle
up by the Lions. They're just beating him to the ball right
they
now.
They are. Right now they're just out-hustling the Jayhawks.
As 23 on Jefferson with the foul, Haller. And that's a sixth. It'll be ball out of bounds. Last time of the night for Lindmar. As Williams and Habamana will come in.
They've been good sparks off the bench tonight. Maybe they can trigger something here for the Jayhawks.
Give and go. Hand back to Stefan off the out of bounds play. They'll clear it out for him. Going to go one on one. On the drive, got doubled.
Beautiful passing.
Decklever inside. Got the finger roll to go.
Made the extra pass there, the Lions did, and got a nice layup attempt for Decklever.
And suddenly it's 16, the lead, 60-44.
They picked up their defense as well, it should be noted.
Reed, follow-away jumper won't go. Tipped up, no good by Williams. And Klon the rebound. Oh, and Decklever got hit hard in the backcourt by Kindheart.
Did he go into the line?
Yep. And Decklever is having himself a night with 18.
I really I like his game. I like his potential. I feel like he could be that third scorer maybe for the Lions if that outside shot starts to drop a little bit more for him.
One and the bonus. Missed it. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Jefferson. Well, right now Lindmar averaging 46 a game coming in as Habamana goes block to block with the pass out to Myborg. Stutter dribble, fakes the three. Doubling him, now to Kindheart. Wide open three, and he got it.
That's a great sign. He's shot it really well tonight, Kindheart.
Chris Robertson's got to be happy with the offense tonight.
For sure. He's been waiting for a game like this so far in the young season.
First big breakout. Lindmar's high watermark of the year was against Xavier with 60, and they've got it here with 5 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Myborg. He'll pull up. From 17,
another
left it
shot.
Short.
Well contested by Stefan.
Klon with Habamana on him, and Chris Robertson going to get a full timeout, and we'll take it with him. 4:51 to play the ball game. It's Lindmar 60, and Jefferson 47. We'll come back to Jefferson after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Sports Radio, KGYN.
60-47 with 4:51 to play in the ball game. And both teams shooting free throws from here on in.
See what the Lions run out of the timeout here.
As Linmar will take a little bit of time maybe and get a good look here.
Yep, no need to rush right now. Oh, almost threw it away.
Zorodnik at the right point. Cleared out for him to Stefan. Jefferson's really picked up the defense now.
Yep, everybody's getting out, getting a quick hand check, trying to put pressure on the ball.
Stefan on the drive, and he got fouled on the double team by Habimana. Habimana gets his third, team foul number eight. It's John Stefan to the free throw line. 58-39, Cedar Falls way out in front of Prairie.
Oh, wow. They are hard to handle, though. They've got so many weapons.
As John Stefan to the line, 16 points tonight for the senior point guard for the Lions. Make it 17.
Stefan's had a really nice floor game tonight to complement the scoring that he's given the Lions.
Second free throw short on a line driver, and it comes down out of bounds. It'll be Jefferson Ball. Welcome in 107.5 and 106.3 FM as we're here at Jefferson tonight. As the Jayhawks and the Lions of Linmar are going at it here. Scott Unash and Ryan Lersman with you. Williams down the lane, scoops it up and good. It'll count in a foul.
Beautiful drive by Williams there with the scoop. Got it off the glass and has a chance for the and one.
Luke.
Look for the Jayhawks to set up some full court pressure here immediately after this free throw if he makes it.
Yeah, they're going to have to. It's been a nip and tuck game. Linmar led by four at halftime, but steadily pulled away in the third and early fourth, and they now lead it 61-50.
Well, if they drop back, except for one guy pressuring the ball up the court. Stefan with a beautiful behind-the-back move to get ahead of Kindheart.
Decklever had it poked away momentarily. Gets it over to Zorodnik, and now to Stefan. So we're over the halfway mark of the fourth quarter. Stefan in the lane.
Nice
little
tag.
Runner good on the little turn.
Kindheart had to gamble for the steal. Stefan was able to avoid the turnover and finish strong in the lane.
19, Zabo pull-up jumper, no. Rebounded by Linmar. Long up court pass. Stefan
beautiful.
Beat everybody back.
Wow.
Finger roll layup good.
Wow.
And a chance of the three-point play.
It was like a Bill Walton outlet pass there. A lot of zip on it.
Kindheart gets the foul, his second. And Linmar back up by 16. Both teams looking for their first Valley win. Jefferson coming in 2-4, Linmar 2-3. 66-50. Ozzie Myborg left of the lane, gets a return pass in the corner, puts it on the floor against Stefan. Reed in there, along with Williams. On the drive, Myborg took it into the paint and got fouled.
He'll go to the line.
Dylan Decklever will get his first. And both teams are going to be shooting the double bonus from here on out. And Myborg had a big second quarter and can't get the free throw to go. 20 points for Myborg.
He's had a good night, a really good night.
That's right, is his average, and he missed them both. Rebounded by Linmar as Passmore got it. Here come the Lions. Decklever to Passmore down the lane, and he lays it in.
Really nice play by Decklever there, creating for Passmore, and he took the pass and knew what to do with it.
Biggest lead of the night, 68-50, is under three to play. The sophomore Kindheart on the drive and kick out to Myborg, right side three, short. Jayhawks are tired right now.
They look really tired. Obviously, they're playing a lot of young guys tonight. Haven't been through many battles, some of these guys in the Valley, and starting to wear out a little bit.
And Lindmar going to go a little bit of spread look here. They try to get the pass inside, and on the cut, I think they got a foul on.
They got the man shooting free throws they'd like to see there.
Yep. Zabo gets the foul. Klon to the line. Rebounding, Lindmar has done a good job with that. Just all the nice half-court sets that the Lions ran in the second half.
I mean, they've run Coach Robertson's stuff to perfection here in the second half and really did a good job cutting up the Jayhawks on the offensive end.
13 for Brady Klon. And he can make it a 20-point game. It's up and good.
Good-looking free throw stroke.
Connor Harms into the game now for the Jayhawks. And Haller going to get ready to come in as well. Kindheart angling right, gets it to Williams. Down the lane.
Beautiful
shovels
finish.
It up and
wow.
Good.
Double pump scoop off the glass. That was beautiful.
Andreas Williams was 7 off the Jayhawk bench. 70-52. As Lindmar going to break a three-game losing streak and send Jefferson to their fourth loss in a row. Decklever driving in and banks it home.
He's really done a nice job tonight finishing at the rim.
Got 7 field goals here in the second half. 20 in the game for Dylan Decklever. Step back 3, way off by Kindheart. Stephen the rebound. Lindmar has broken out of their offensive funk in this game, and down low, wide open, Zorodnik for the layup.
Like he thought about dunking it, but just laid it in.
And we're going to get a change of personnel here with a minute 32 to go. Both teams getting some different players in. Carter Schminke will come in for Lindmar. Martin back in. Isaac Anderson back in, and Jackson Shelby will come in for the Lions. Kindheart driving a kick out to the corner. Three-pointer curls out. Rebounded by Schminke. With every Chris Robertson team, you just cannot sleep on them.
No, you can't. You know they're going to be well-prepared. You know they're going to defend you at a really high level.
Yes.
And they make intelligent decisions on the offensive end with the ball.
Now Evan Martin will come in. So we got the twins in there.
We got the twins in the game. Pearson. Great effort tonight by Klon as well.
Oh, he did a nice job. Pearson Martin and Evan Martin both into the ball game. Both 5'10", by the way. Driving a kick to the near corner. The three won't go. By Harms, or check that into the ball game now from the Jayhawks is Carson Blitz up from the sophomore team. Martin whip pass inside to the corner to Shelby. 50 seconds to play here in the ball game. We'll have the post game for you coming up, and we're going to get a 30-second substitution timeout here for Lindmar. This was a 4-point game at halftime.
Yeah, very competitive, really through 2.5 quarters and. You know, the Lions did a heck of a job when Jefferson switched to their man-to-man defense of, like you said earlier, Scott, just running the traditional sets that Chris likes to run and executing at a high level.
Brandon Rouse into the game, and the football quarterback Marcus Orr into the game as well for Lindmar. Martin driving down the lane, left-hander no good, put back no, rebound tipped around, Harms has got it. Coming the other way with a 2-on-1. Arms, a bounce inside, and the ball kicked out of bounds. We'll talk to Coach Robertson of Lindmar after the ball game. As the Lions will even up their record at 3-3. Baseline drive by Williams, and he got pushed and fouled.
Oh, look at that.
Put the ball up on the reverse, and it got stuck on the back of the rim.
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
I've seen it before, though.
Yeah.
It's not, it is rare. Dre Williams, free throw up good. There he is off the bench again with 8 points.
He's a good-looking athlete and certainly has given them some stuff, some good play off the bench.
And when Jeff gets Shockley back, this is going to be a different team.
It totally will. I mean, Shockley is a guy capable of getting 20 on a given night and does a hell of a job on the boards as well.
74-54, 15 seconds to play. See if the Lions get a last-second shot off here. Brandon Rouse into the ball game. Pass cross court, Martin on the drive and kick to Shelby. Down to 1 second, and they'll dribble it out, and that will do it. Linmar with the Mississippi Valley Conference victory tonight on the road as the Lions defeat Cedar Rapids Jefferson tonight by a score of 74-54. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, and have the postgame for you right after this as you're listening to High School Basketball presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-285-4954. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-285-4954. 800-285-4954.
Anyone who has ever needed self-storage knows what a hassle it can be. You have to rent or borrow a truck and then find someone to help you move your stuff. And let's face it, moving furniture and heavy items without damaging them isn't easy. Renting the unit is worse. The hidden fees and admin costs are scarier than the dingy facilities you're leaving your stuff in. Why not use Closet Box instead? Closet Box is self-storage without leaving home. They'll pick up your belongings, store them securely, and bring any item back when you need it. The best part? Unlike traditional self-storage, you only pay for what you store. No paying for unused storage space. Closet Box's background check storage movers are licensed, bonded, and insured and will take care of all of the heavy lifting. Closet Box's local storage centers are temperature controlled and monitored 24/7. Closet Box has an A+ rating from the BBB. Call 877-233-5696 now for the season's best rates. Get $50 off first month storage using code RADIO50. That's 877-233-5696. 877-233-5696.
When you need sports, we're right here. You're listening to The Gym.
Back with you here from Jefferson on the postgame show after this Linmar victory tonight over the Jayhawks of Jefferson by a score of 74-54. And like we mentioned, just a good, solid half-court play by Linmar in the second half.
Yeah, they really did a nice job executing their sets. If they weren't getting good looks off of their plays, they were making great plays, I thought, off of just dribble penetration, getting into the lane, making the extra pass. They shot a lot of layups, an awful lot of layups there in the early part of the fourth quarter, and it continued on the rest of the way.
Yeah, and one thing that has been a trouble spot for Jefferson so far this year has been defense, giving up 68 points a game, and they give up 74 tonight.
Yeah, and you know, not that one guy is everything, but Shockley will make a big difference, I think, in their defense. He's one of the better defenders, man-to-man in the league, you know, coming back from last year. And just having a guy also that can slide underneath the basket and be a rim protector with his jumping ability.
Yeah, and without him, Ozzie Myborg's got to do a ton.
He does. He's got to work way too hard, in my opinion. But Coach Fechner is doing a nice job with Ozzie, getting him running off screens, letting him handle the ball and operate in ball screens. I like the way, the multiple ways that he's trying to utilize Myberg's offensive talent.
Give you the final shooting totals in the ball game. And give you the final scoring in the ball game as well for the victorious Linmar Lions. They go to 3-3 on the year, 1-2 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Linmar led by 3 in double figures. John Steffen and Dylan Decklever leading the way with 20 points apiece for the Lions. Decklover had 14 in the second half off from the field. And Stefan, 20 points and had at least six or seven assists.
Yeah, great floor game. And that's what you need if you're Coach Robertson, your senior guards stepping up and playing big on the road in the MVC. And couldn't be happier for Decklover and for Stefan with their performance tonight.
Brady Klon chipped in with 14 points tonight. Off the bench, Luke Passmore had seven, including a big three there at the end.
He did a great job on the boards as well. He gave great energy. Pretty much most of the guys that contributed off the bench for the Lions tonight gave him something positive, and that was a key that Coach Robertson had identified going into the game, getting better play off the bench.
Will Zarodnik with six, three for Cam Gunther, and two for Andrew Knipper. For Jefferson, now 2-5 in the year, 0-3 in the league. They were led by Ozzie Myborg with 20 points tonight. But boy, he had to work for those 20 points
tonight.
Yeah,
he did. Every one of them he earned.
13 for Braden Kindheart, the sophomore. 9 off the bench for Andreas Williams. 6 points for Kenny Moore, all in the first half. Mason Reed had 4, and Caden Haller with 2. Bench scoring was 11-9. Jefferson got that. And free throws. Linmar is 15-19 and on the night for the free throw line. So a good night shooting free throws.
Yeah, that'll help you get it done.
About 78%. 9 of 15 for Jefferson from the free throw line tonight for the Jayhawks at 60%. And three-pointers in the ball game. Jefferson ended up with 7 made threes, while Linmar had 5, but you take a look at the twos, and Linmar won that by 10, 22-12.
Yeah, like we said, they did a great job executing their offense, and then we're doing a great job sharing the ball. They got a lot of easy layups there in the second half.
A lot of scores to throw your way here. Indiana, UNI has beaten Indiana State. Sorry, Coach Prenny. 68-60. Also tonight, Drake leads Loyola 38-34 at halftime, and Iowa down at half 38-31 as Nebraska is hitting a bunch of threes in the ball game. So we'll see how the second half goes, if we can get home and see that in a hurry here. We're going to talk with some of the victorious Lions here as they get their first conference victory of the season. And Dylan Decklover joining us here. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Great job tonight, Dylan.
Thank you.
Talk about the game. What were you guys looking to do coming in, and how did it go?
Well, coming in, we knew we had to be ready for Ozzie, of course. We knew he was a special player, played club with him. So all week we were getting ready for him. And we knew if we came in and took care of it that we could beat a good opponent on the road. So that's always big in this conference.
A lot of assists coming your way in that second half.
Yeah, I like it. It helps me get going when the teammates can help me out, get me a few buckets to get going and get to the line. Really helps me out, helps me get comfortable.
Thought you did a great job finding the open spot, though, whether it be dribble penetration on your own off the fast break or just in the half court, doing a great job moving without the ball.
Yeah, like I said, it just helps me when my teammates are looking for me, looking to get me open baskets. It just builds my confidence throughout the whole game. So
that was great. I was really happy to see you have a breakout game like this. I know your team's going to need you to perform at a high level like this on the offensive end if you guys want to finish off some of these games you've had trouble finishing early on.
Yeah, I knew I needed to pick it up. We're in a little slump before this game. So
played a tough schedule, though.
Well. Yeah, it is a tough schedule. But we know that's how it's going to be every year coming into this conference. So I just know I have to step up and be there for my team.
Absolutely.
You were aggressive tonight, too. You wanted to take it to the basket.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep doing it.
Thank you. I will.
Yeah, and Friday, Saturday this week, too, with Waterloo East Friday. And then you turn around and play Valley on Saturday.
Yeah, it's nice to get one back at home against Waterloo East. It's going to be a tough opponent. We're going to have to prepare again. And then big one on Saturday with the shot clock, Valley.
You're looking forward to that.
Yeah,
aren't you?
Of course, looking forward to that.
He's not going to be able to get on you, Coach Robertson, for shooting it quick.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations, Dylan.
You.
Good job.
Hey,
tonight.
Great
thank
job
you guys.
Tonight,
thank
Dylan.
You. All right, thank you. And Chris Robertson here, the head coach of the Linmar Lions.
Always good to see you,
Coach. How you doing?
Always good to see you.
Always.
And good win tonight. And we were talking about it before the ball game. You guys. Very un-Linmar like 46 points a game, and then you throw 74 up tonight.
Yeah, we had been struggling scoring. We just having trouble finding a third, fourth scorer, and Tonight we had some guys step up, make some shots, and, you know, the pace of the game was good. Both teams kind of went, so that helps us out a little bit. And, you know, we talked before the game. Both of us were kind of in a similar spot. We, you know, won a couple and then hit a tough spot on the schedule, and both teams coming off losses. We knew both teams would be hungry tonight, and just happy that we made some winning plays. You know, that's what's been missing. We just haven't – we've been there. We've been in games, and we just haven't found a way to win games. And hopefully this will get us on the right track.
Yeah, we thought your half-court execution in the second half, particularly when they went man-to-man, you guys were getting pretty much whatever you wanted out of your sets that you like to go to. And, you know, beyond that, if the play broke down, I thought you guys were doing a great job with dribble penetration, getting into the lane, not only just making one pass, but making the extra one. And it led to a lot of layups there you got a lead.
I'll be honest, we were a little surprised at the zone. I mean, we had seen him play it a couple times, but I wasn't quite expecting it tonight. But it took us a little while, and we didn't just get three happy, and that was good. But we felt like once we got them into man, we would be able to execute a little bit better. And we've been working the last couple days on just screening. Our screening has not been good. And, you know, I preached to him about some of the best players I've ever coached were my best screeners. You know, Marcus Page was a phenomenal screener, and they get tired of me saying that. But that's why he was open so often, because he set so many good screens. And, you know, it's starting to come around. It's starting to click with some of the guys. And tonight was good. We really executed well in the half court. And when those broke down, we were able to penetrate, get in the paint, and guys stepped up and hit shots, and that's what had been missing. So
just a great all-around effort. Like you said, you had a lot of contributions from different people off the bench, and that's kind of what you were looking for.
Yeah, I think I talked to you a little bit today through email, and, you know, we've just been, you know, our starting five has been pretty solid, but we've been looking for that spark off the bench, and like Luke Passmore and Pearson Martin both were really good tonight, and that's what we need, just, you know, guys that can contribute in different ways. And yeah, we told Luke to go home and tell Hayden he never hit a three on that set, so he's one up on Big Brother. So
beautiful.
Yeah, and John Steffen played as usual, very good floor game.
Guarded too.
In the second half, I was just going to say, he really made Ozzie Mayborg work for them.
Thought you wore him down.
Yeah, I mean, we were debating on who to put on him, and, you know, he and John know each other so well, so we figured that was the proper matchup. And, you know, I know Ozzie got 20 or whatever he got, but we felt like he had to work for most of them, and that was big. John really had to dig in and didn't come off the floor, but that one time, and great floor game for him. And he was due. He'd been frustrated a little bit. Teams have been really loading up to him, and so it's nice when he gets some help offensively and he can play a full game.
Yeah, and now you get to go home for the first time in a while.
We have not worn the whites in a while, so it'll be good.
Yeah, Waterloo East, and you're going to have another up-and-down game with Coach McGraw.
Yeah, I haven't seen him much, but I know Nelly's already started. So, I know they've got some capable guys. We had a really tough game up there last year, and they've got several of those guys back. So we'll have our hands full, and just hopefully we can control tempo a little bit and play with a little poise and see what happens.
Yep,
and the first thing that Dylan said – when I said, and then Valley Saturday, shot clock.
He's got an excuse now to shoot quick.
I was going to say, I'm not sure where – I'll let you know Sunday morning where I stand on the shot clock. But it is different. You know, we talked about that. Tomorrow we're probably going to have to at least put in a little bit of late shot clock stuff so we make sure we don't just jack it up and we get something that we want. But we'll see. It'll be fun. I'm excited to at least give it a try and see what everybody thinks.
Yeah. And a good opponent too.
Oh, great opponent.
I saw Valley play Waukee the other night, and – we'll have our hands full, that's for sure.
Yeah, that'll be good. Well, we'll see you Saturday, but best of luck Friday night.
Sounds good. Mom and Newton, I know you're listening. So, and Max, get a pizza ready for me, buddy. I'm on my way.
Congrats, right. Coach.
Hey, congrats to Son for American Rivers Conference Player of the Week. That was a good deal.
Doing a heck of a job for the Quahawks. It's great to see.
A nice job.
We're about ready to get some home games.
Have a good one, Coach.
Chris Robertson, head coach of the Linmar Lions, on their victory tonight, 74-54 over Cedar Rapids Jefferson. And I think a Linmar team that really got things going offensively, and a Jayhawk team that was a little shorthanded, a little young, and just got tired there at the end.
Yeah, they did. They just physically wore out. Give a lot of credit to the Jefferson kids. They played extremely hard. For 2.5 quarters, they were giving Linmar everything that they wanted, and then some. But it really came down to, I think, Linmar's senior guards, their ability to get them into their plays, and the whole team doing a great job of just crisply executing what they like to do and playing Linmar basketball, and should bode well for them. They got Waterloo East. That's a very winnable game on Friday. And then you get Valley coming to Cedar Rapids, sort of like a home game. They might be able to get on a little winning streak here.
Yep, and they're backed up to the 500 mark at 3-3. And Jefferson Falls to 2-5 on the year. And got some good ones coming up. We mentioned Saturday at Coe with the Wells Fargo shootout. And looking forward to bringing you five games from there coming up on Saturday. Both Denny Gennell and Phil Dunn will join me for that one. And then Denny's going to join me Friday night at Marion. It'll be the Indians and Central DeWitt going at it. And what should be a heck of a WOMAC game on Friday. And then you and I, next Tuesday night,
that's right,
are going to see Dubuque Senior at Kennedy.
Eager to see that one. Always pretty close with both of those coaches, Coach Imers, Coach McCallan. Two of the best in the state. Seniors playing a different style this year.
Yes, they
They're pressing a lot, running like Jefferson. So it ought to be a really entertaining game to watch.
Yep. So we got a lot of good basketball coming your way in the next few coming down the line right here on KGYM. All right, we'll let you go so you can see the second half.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
Thank
Take
you.
Care, man.
Ryan Lersman joining me here tonight as Linmar gets the victory over Jefferson. Want to thank Chris Deem, everybody here at Jefferson, for all of the hospitality. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio for all his help. And thanks to our Sports Minor Boosters for bringing high school basketball here on KGYM. For Ryan Lersman, Scott Unash saying so long from Jefferson. Final score in this boys' Mississippi Valley Conference game tonight. It was Linmar 74, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 54. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM, and so long from Jefferson High School.
A college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday.